Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Morning to you. It's 8:40, 56 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
You're listening to us on the radio on FM 100.1, AM 1340. You're also watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, and on YouTube and Facebook Live on the CN2 and the WRHI pages. If you're friends with us on any of those platforms, you know we put out a lot of information out there, so just click and listen and take us on the go. And another place
that's
you can
right.
take us on
and
the go.
And of course, you can always download that free WRHI app. If you haven't downloaded that app today, make sure that you do that.
We are on the show each morning for 3 hours. We're local. We do some national stories, but we're all about local. And boy, this morning we have had, 2.5 hours of local content, and it continues right now with the City of York. They join us once a month to let us know what's happening. We have Rebecca Mestis and Dalton Pierce joining us. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dalton is the city manager. Dalton, what are some of the headlines coming out of the City of York?
Well, we only have a few minutes, so, you know, it's like drinking out of a fire hydrant, I'll say that. So I will say a few things. We've had a couple of bid openings for our capital project. So our wastewater treatment plant, which is our largest project as far as dollar value goes and work, is getting ready to get underway. We had a bid opening, for our old water filtration plant that is going to be decommissioned. We're going to demolition that, which will be happening here soon. City Park is moving along. They've got the footers poured for the amphitheater structure and bathroom and looking to go vertical on both. But hopefully the weather can cooperate. I don't think it's rained this much ever. And,
yeah.
then we have Lincoln Road Sidewalk, which actually will open up tomorrow. And what that is a sidewalk project that will connect the roundabout there where 49 Lincoln Road all coming together and actually tie into the high school. So it's about 1.5 miles of sidewalk, and it goes past one of our parks, Lincoln Road. Council's spoken to possibly maybe in this upcoming fiscal year to look to address that, improve it, and add some other features out there as far as that goes. But, we've had coming off the moratorium, we've had 4 developments submit, 3 in the city, or 3 that would be annexations. 1 would be already in the city, all rezonings. Planning Commission provided recommendations of approval of 2 of those. Now the other 2 will go back. There's usually 3 meetings before Planning Commission will render a recommendation. So excited about that, bringing some different diversity. One is a apartment complex. The other is another townhome development. But from what I've understood, a little unique feature could possibly have if that be age restricted as far as that goes. So a lot of good movement, some commercial. There's some hotbeds currently throughout the city as far as nodes are concerned that has captured and garnered a lot of commercial interest. We also are looking to possibly engage and partner with retail strategies. So they're a national real estate firm, and, long story short, that basically is your face and goes out to these large conferences, ICSC, and is a proponent for the city. They come in, do a lot of data collection, and then basically it's kind of like an economic development arm to get your name out there, have a broader reach. So excited about that. We got 13 commercial out parcels with our 16 subdivisions that are basically, raw land, water and sewers there, little fine grading. You don't have to knock down trees, so basically shovel ready. So please come and go ahead and get your shovel, put it in the ground.
It's easy to do after all this rain.
That's right.
Exactly.
Don't you have a hotel coming as well?
We do. We've been working with a few other parties where I think they've identified maybe 1 or 2 challenges, but that is still moving through. The hotel right. group has been to the city. We, adopted a comprehensive economic development agreement with them. They've been to the Board of Architectural Review and Board of Zoning Appeals. So really, we're just moving moving towards hopefully getting some more movement there. The city has acquired two properties of the three that they need. We owned one already. So once that, you know, they start submitting their plans, you know, there's a whole transition in that EDA, very comprehensive. But, you know, a lot of excitement as far as that goes from all components and entities, county, school district. So
you mentioned the commercial properties. Are we talking about businesses, or are we talking about businesses, restaurants, shops?
So, you know, really that commercial retail, you know, we do have the light industrial park up there off Filbert Highway that is getting close to getting completed. You know, the city will be able to acquire through a agreement with York Electric. That's who we partner with them and built this project. And we'll get 3.8 acres, and we have a first right of refusal of another 1.8, which the city, I think, would look to purchase for future facilities. Needs, whether it's a fire station and such. But, you know, that 3.8 acres could be a great catalyst for us. There's some great renderings out there of that property. It's with the South Carolina Power Team. So, you know, there's that site there. And then there's two other sites also along Park Place that are South Carolina Power Team sites as well.
If they say, if you talk it into existence, it would happen. But is there, what do you feel like is missing in the city of York that you would maybe like to see to come in?
I don't know if it's necessarily like a brand per se. I will say, just looking at retail strategies, there's over close to $1 billion that leaves the city of York as far as that goes. $150 million of that is grocery. I think, you know, with the growth and everything, I know you may not shop in York at the grocery store, but, you know, it's packed. If you get there on Sunday evening, there's not a lot there. I'll say that. But also, too, York is that hub to provide that commercial, retail, grocery, et cetera, on that western half of the county, whether it's McConnell, Smyrna, Hickory Grove, Sharon. So, you know, there's more than just right there in the city of York. So I think ultimately we want to try to capture some sustainable and long-term commercial tax base that bodes well for the city, but also those other entities such as the school district.
Well, we know once water and sewer, once those infrastructure is in the ground and it keeps running out west, which we had someone in here just this week saying like that's where they're
it's going,
running all the piping out there. Right. Once that's in the ground, then development follows that. So that is hopefully a good sign for you all. It's just also controlling that growth. Right. We had the city, we had the York School District on earlier mm-hmm. this week, and they were saying that they stay, you know, the city and the school district stay in contact with all of this growth. So you're not taking, because I assume you guys could probably say yes to a lot,
right?
But you want to be mindful of mm-hmm. Once the families get here, then your hands are probably done at that point for the city. Now the school district gets them for 12 years or more. So talk about that relationship, and is that rare or is that pretty common?
Well, you know, I'll start with, you know, the city wants to be good stewards to all entities that are on that tax bill for all residents in the city of York. And I will say, I don't know if it's unique, but I think the timing is unique for the simple fact that, you know, we have an opportunity to really collaborate and grow and have a great direction and buy-in vision from all entities, especially the school district as far as that goes. And as far as any developments that are proposed, I mean, they've sent all the information. They're more than welcome to attend planning commission meetings, speak to me. You know, we're going to start doing some quarterly check-ins. You know, we've had to work with them on a few projects. Our gateway signs, there's a large gateway sign there that would go at the intersection of 161 and Highway 5 there at the school district office, which, you know, is a great welcome to the city of York, but also, you know, will enhance that aesthetic of the school district office. But, you know, we've had some conversations about, you know, once we, you know, let them know about the development, but also all the ongoing development, any COs that we're getting, we're sending all of that information to them so they can run data analysis about if any of those kids at those addresses are being registered for school. But also we're talking about doing a survey. So when those families come in to sign up for utility, they can use the QR code. It's a couple of simple questions, very, very straightforward as far as that goes, and allows them to better plan for the future as far as that's concerned.
Just like keeping the lines of communication open.
Right.
And I think that's,
I mean, a school district, a lot of times, and we do have good schools, is what brings people to the area. So it's right. It seems like it would be a win-win relationship for both.
Well, with all this growth, once people get here, you've got to entertain them.
That's right.
Got to
have some fun.
And that falls in the lap of Rebecca Mestis. So now once people get here, now it's your job to make sure we're entertained.
Yes.
Okay. I can't say they're bored. So yeah.
What's coming up in the city of York?
So in just a couple of weeks, we have Silver in the City. This is the 7th annual Silver in the City. They roll into town on Friday. And then, of course, we have an open house on Saturday where you can tour some of the select Airstreams, which is pretty cool if you're an enthusiast or if you're thinking about purchasing one. We'll also have some live music out there as well. So, and I believe Terry and John will be on the air in a couple
great.
Of weeks
we
to
can't
talk
wait.
To you.
They are a blast.
They are great.
That has turned out to be such a great tourism event for the city of York. And I remember we were here when they first launched it and was trying to wrap my head about what we're talking about with the Airstream. And then you go out there, and to your point, people will let you walk all up in it. I mean, I was laying in beds and running on the turning on the water. I mean, I made myself at home. But that's the kind of lifestyle that the folks who have an Airstream want to have.
Yes.
But that has been such a great tourism economic event for the city of York, and so glad that y'all have continued to foster that.
Absolutely. And I mean, Terry and John do a great job, and they'd be better able to tell you, but I mean, we have Airstreams that are coming from all over the country to be here and
clear across the country.
They are, and they're already inquiring about the dates for next year, so that's such a good sign.
So you have that, and I saw something on your Facebook page the other day about Summerfest.
Yes.
We're not even to summer yet.
No.
And we're planning for Summerfest.
We are. So Summerfest is Saturday, August 24th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So a little bit of a change in the hours there. A little one later going to, you know, an hour later. So start an hour later, finish an hour later. And we are looking for sponsors. We're accepting vendor applications. So we have already gotten a ton of vendor applications in already. So apparently the heat is not turning people away. But yes, I wish I could predict what the weather was going to be like, but I can't. So, but hopefully people
will come
out.
Start saying prayers now.
Yes.
People will come out.
They will come.
We don't want rain, but we don't want 100-degree weather. So.
And you've had both, sadly,
yes.
before.
Yes.
But again, people love festivals, and they love coming out to the city of York, and that's a testament to what you all are doing over there. Listen, it's the county seat, and as Dalton mentioned, you're going to see new signs welcoming people to the city of York. Well, Dalton and Rebecca, what a great update for all of our listeners and viewers, and we will continue to follow the excitement there of what's going on in the city of York. All right, have a good one.